Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know February 10th through the 14th is Random Act of Kindness Week? So we've got a list, and we'll also take your call, 644-9850. Has somebody done a random act of kindness to you, or did you do a random act of kindness? And I know you're not supposed to brag about it, but that's not bragging. I look at it as inspiring others
to maybe do
the same.
The easy way is the if you do the coffee line,
644-9850. Yeah. So it's Random Act of Kindness Week. And so I've got all kinds of ideas. I'll throw them out there, but then you can call in 644-9850. Maybe you've got an idea. Here's a random act of kindness. Give your partner the benefit of the doubt. Be kind to the customer service rep on the phone. It's not their fault. Help somebody with struggling with heavy bags. Reduce air pollution by carpooling. Does anybody carpool?
Yeah, carpooling happens. Go by the throughway where they have the carpool lots and there's a lot of cars in there.
Smile when you feel like frowning. If you're a good photographer, take photos of your friends and make them into a digital album. You can, these are just some random act of kindness things you can do. Purchase some extra dog or cat food, drop it off at an animal shelter. You can tell your siblings how much you appreciate them. You can send dessert to another table.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Text somebody just to say good morning or good night.
Or that random text service that you just signed up for.
You can frame your friend's favorite lyric or quote and give it to them with a nice note. You can say thank you to somebody who's cleaning up. You can put together a small herb garden for somebody.
Not legally in New York State yet, but give it some time.
You could leave some extra quarters in the laundry room at the laundromat. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Natalie.
Natalie, a random act of kindness. Tell us.
Yes. Okay, I was in Ted's Saturday, and there was a gentleman in front of me, well-dressed gentleman, very nice, polite. He decided to pay for our meal.
Aw. That is
so
sweet.
And so in return, I paid for the people behind us.
Aw.
Why do you think he chose you to pay for your meal?
Well, probably because I kept talking about the cupcake challenge. Just throwing that out there.
All right. There you go.
And I was telling him how good it was. And my daughter, she goes to school for culinary arts. And we were just having a friendly conversation.
Nice.
And maybe he just felt like, you know, he wanted to do something for someone. I'm like, no, sir, you don't have to do that.
Oh,
he's
that's
like, no, it's okay.
That's amazing. Did you get the onion rings, I hope?
I got the split decision.
You got the split decision. That's well played. Yeah. I have to say, Natalie, just when I think I can't love you more, then you get the split decision, and I do. I love you more
can't
just for that one
your mind.
Decision. Thanks for calling, Natalie. Patrick, what's your random act of kindness?
Well, I did one that paid back like right away. It was last week. It was snowing. It was crazy. And I had put air in my tires. There was a woman who was probably in her mid-70s ahead of me trying to put air in her tires. And I was like, this woman has no business doing this by herself. So I just got out and I offered. I was like, go sit in your car. Wait, I'll do it. So I put air in her tire for her. And then right after I got done, she gave me the money to put air in my tire.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're a good guy.
You know, that's frustrating when you don't know how to do that. And it makes such a huge difference when you're driving. That was sweet of you to do. I'm glad you called, Patrick. Hi, Amanda. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Random act of kindnesses. This is Random Act of Kindness Week. So what happened to you?
So actually, it's something that my husband and I like to do during Christmas, especially because we know everybody kind of is short on cash. So whenever we go grocery shopping, we buy a gift card and leave it with the cashier and let them put it towards somebody who either doesn't have enough for everything that's in their order or that looks like maybe they could use it. So we try and do that.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Do you ever try to peek
random.
And watch them use it?
Well, we always tell them, make sure that you hold on to it and use it on the, you know, whoever you feel, because we don't want them to just leave it at the register for the next cashier, so we don't. I've never seen them use it, but, you know, you see people post on, you know, Facebook or whatever, somebody paid for my groceries or they left money for me. So I just love it because it's seriously a random act. Nobody knows who it came from.
I love that idea. That is such a good idea. Who knows?
Thank
Maybe
you.
Somebody's going to steal that from you and do it too. That's a good one. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Maddie, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that we had the most amazing asset signing yesterday.
Tell me.
We went to go save a horse from slaughter. We ran out of gas. And a man handed over his time on us, so 20 minutes out of our way to go get gas and come back another 20 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
How do you... First part of the story. You went to do what?
We went to go save a horse from a slaughterhouse.
How does that... So what's... how does that happen?
It was posted online. We went to go pick her up, and we were on our way.
Okay. So do you now have a pet horse?
She's actually a mule, but yes.
Okay.
What's the difference between a horse and a mule?
A mule is actually a mix between a donkey and a horse.
Oh, okay. So they're a little bit smaller?
A little bit smaller, and they're completely sterile.
And can you still ride a mule? You can, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And why would they choose to slaughter it?
A lot of people just hand them over when they can no longer take care of them, or they don't realize they're selling them, and they end up in the selling ring.
Oh, I love that you did that. That's a really good random act of kindness, and the fact that somebody helped you is amazing.
It was. You're my guardian angel.
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm going to use that word amazing there because I need to. Melissa, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hi.
Hi.
It's Random Act of Kindness Week, and so we're just talking about random acts of kindness that have happened.
Yes, I went to the movies when the Beauty and the Beast, the newest one, came out, and my bank card wasn't working. I had my three girls with me, and they had two friends with them, and my bank card wasn't working. We were ready to cash out, and it just wasn't working, and the lady behind me actually bought all of our tickets for us.
Aww.
And then, just to top it off, she gave me $50 more to give the girls snacks while we were there.
Oh, that's
so I busted into tears, and I just gave her a big old hug.
Oh, what a random act of kindness that is. That's great.
Yes, it was amazing. It brought me new faith in humans being just alone.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's a good one.
Humans can be good sometimes.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Sue. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. I can't wait to hear your random act of kindness.
Okay, it was the other day when all that snow fell.
Yeah.
I was outside shoveling, and we live next door to a pizza place. And all of a sudden, I saw this truck in my driveway with a snow plow. And I walked over, and he rolled down his window and says, look it, he says, let me finish this up for you. You go in the house and stay warm.
Oh, I love that.
I have a question about your pizza place neighbor. Did you move in and then they opened a pizza shop, or did you move there because there's a pizza shop?
No, we were there before the pizza shop.
Okay. How
Can
lucky
you
are.
Can you smell it, like, outside?
Gosh.
Yummy.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
It was just wonderful.
I love that idea. Mike, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hey, how are you? I'm calling you guys about the Random Acts of Kindness.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, 2 years ago, I was a new homeowner, and unfortunately, about a month after I bought my house, my next-door neighbor's house set on fire, and they lost their 7-year-old boy.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up taking out my 401k, and the lot, they had no insurance, so I ended up buying the properties. And I built a memorial across the front of the plot for the family and the little boy so they can come visit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a big gesture.
My entire 401k out, but...
You know what? What you've done for them?
It was a very well-known story. It was in the news.
Yeah. Do they come by and visit a lot?
Absolutely, yeah. They just came by, actually, last week. His name was Squish, and they just came by last week, and they celebrated the 2-year angel anniversary.
Yeah, angel birthday. Mm-hmm. You are a special person, and we're lucky to have you in our community. Thank you for calling. That's a special story.
That's a major act.
Christina.
Hello.
Hi, Christina. Random Act of Kindness Week. What's your story?
Well, I was Christmas shopping, and the lady next to me didn't have enough money for her order. Mm-hmm. And she looked like she was ready to cry, so I told the cashier that I'd cover the difference.
And?
It was like, I think it was like $14, which was, you know.
Did it mean the world
much,
to her?
But
yeah.
She gave me the biggest hug.
Aww. Those are the best hugs of all, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a special person for doing that. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Nikki. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Random Act of Kindness Week, and we're trying to inspire everybody with some stories. What's yours?
Well, I was in Providence, Rhode Island this past weekend, and I was taking pictures out of our hotel room because you could see the water and how pretty it was and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter noticed that out of our window there was like a bridge and homeless people living underneath it. And she was really upset by it. I asked the van driver for the hotel, you know, if there's anything we can do, like can we buy them groceries and stuff? And she said, you give the people do it, they buy groceries or bedding or whatever, give them to the maintenance men in the hotel to keep yourself safe, and then they will go and give it to the people that live under the bridge. And so we gave them two big bags of groceries.
Wow. What were you doing in Providence this weekend?
We were there with Elite Heat, going for the world bid to cheerleading, and we got it for 24K.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wait, are you guys obsessed with cheer?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like the Netflix show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, totally. Like everybody watches it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
do you guys say, like, do you guys say you have to make Matt too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's been doing cheerleading pretty much her whole life, and she loves it. She loves everything about it. She's a senior this year, and she's very sad because she only has 3 competitions left.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. But is she going to do collegiate?
Probably not.
No.
But she might. You never know. She's not really, she's not going to applying to school for cheerleading. She's applying for academics. But if she decides to cheer, she can try out.
Well, Jerry got a scholarship, but it was for academics.
Janet, not, yeah? That's not a real thing.
Oh, that's true. No, but wait, is it though? Because I think it's real, Nick.
Oh my gosh.
Like, doesn't it count as
to real colleges?
Yeah. So Jerry got a scholarship for academics, even though he wants to cheer there.
He's not really your friend.
Even I feel like we're such good friends. I feel like
oh
he's gonna.
Oh my gosh.
I love his Matt talk. Anyway, I'm glad you called. Good luck to your daughter, Catherine. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
Random act of kindness.
So my husband passed away in 2012.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was an organ donor. So every year on the anniversary, sorry.
That's okay.
On the anniversary of his death, I ask all of our friends and family to do a random act of kindness. We've had people go and adopt dogs. We've had people sign up to be organ donors. And then 2 years ago, I started on his birthday going and randomly paying for a birthday cake for a family. Mm. And I include a card that they got to share a birthday. So mm-hmm. It's just something that my family and friends have totally helped us with. Mm. And it's just amazing, the love and support.
Yeah, you miss him a lot, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. All right, tell me one good story about him. I need to know him a little bit better because I can hear it in your voice how special he was.
Oh, he was.
Okay, tell me a story. What was his name?
So his name is Joe.
Okay, so tell me Joe, a story.
Joe was 6'5", probably about 300 pounds. He was a big guy,
uh-huh.
And he was the biggest teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
And he would have given the shirt off his back and be an organ donor. He was able to help over 15 people.
Wow.
Including restoring eyesight for a 23-year-old guy.
Wow.
So he's just my hero.
Of course he is. Of course. Maybe, just maybe, Catherine, in some way, shape, or form, he's smiling down on you right now. Now, this isn't going to replace your husband, and it's not going to replace your pain. But can we give you a $50 gift card to Tops so that it helps you?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe buy some flowers. I'd love you to pick up some red roses. I would do it for you and bring them to you if I could. But I'd love you to just have a $50 gift card. I want you to surround yourself with things that you love, whatever kind of
Thank
flower
you
it
so
is,
much.
Candy, cookie cakes. But you know what? He wasn't here long enough, but obviously he had such an imprint on your heart. Wow.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That means a lot.
And you know what? What you're doing is very special, and you're keeping his legacy alive, so that's cool.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.